So this is our health and wellness podcast, and I am Kathy Benner. I am a passive income mentor, and I was just explaining to the group that I have about five different topics, and we're on every Monday at noon and then every third Monday at 4 with this health and wellness. And we've got Allison. And Allison, say your last name for me. Is it Lipnick?
It's but yeah, it sounds just like how it's spelled, Lipnick.
Lipnick. Okay. And Rita Brewer is my co-host, my co-mod, and she works already in the health and wellness industry. And I was just explaining to Allison before you came on, Rita, and you'll be excited to hear this. When I met Allison over in Miami at my last book launch, I was just 8 weeks into getting really serious, you know, about my health and wellness, getting very mindful. You know how it is. Sometimes you get busy and it doesn't quite make it on your list. And I got really, really serious. And I was about 8 weeks in and I was down about 10 pounds and feeling better. I'm now 6 months in and I just crossed the 40 pound mark, down 40 pounds. I know.
That's awesome.
I know. Yay. And I've been very diligent and I've been doing a lot of intermittent fasting. I've been more mindful on not only what I eat, but when I eat. And again, it's made a big difference. And it's the whole package.
Yeah.
And for those of us that are faith-based at whatever level, and again, I'm not going to talk about different religions because I'm a world citizen, not only in the world of countries, but also in the world of religions. And so I believe that it's the whole person. It's the body, the mind, the spirit. It's the entire person. And we're meant to be whole. And some of us, you know, Mark and I looked at each other and we're like, why do we have to be this old to figure out some of this stuff? You know, why couldn't we have figured this out in some of our younger years and bypassed some of those struggles that, you know, we went into? So I can really appreciate everybody's knowledge. I love learning more, again, about everything. I'm going to be a constant student for my entire life. I'm never going to stop being a student. We've got Shanti there. Shanti, you're welcome to come up, sweetheart. But you can definitely speak with us. But if you want to click through and come up so that we can see your lovely face, you're welcome to do that as well. So we have Shanti with us as well. So anyway, welcome everyone. And I just want to share with you that you can go to kathybenner.com. You can see all of the topics that I talk about. You can click through on everything from real estate to health and wellness to building a better business to how to monetize a blog, networking, building relationships. There's several different topics there, and you are welcome to join us again every Monday at noon and every third Monday at 4. And I want to also introduce Rita, and I want her to tell a little bit about what she does and why I chose her to be my co-mod. And I want to thank you again, Rita, for saying yes. And I appreciate you. And I know that you're excited to hear about my journey, that I'm getting a little closer to being in better health. So Rita, tell us about what you do.
Absolutely. You can see my excitement when anybody tells me that they're making progress on their health journey. I just get so excited because I know the impact that it has on every organ system of your body. Like you said, it's not just about the waistline and fitting into your clothes. I mean, it really improves every single organ system of your body. And that's what I always try to educate people about. I've been a clinically practicing physician associate for the past 33 years in many different specialties. My passion is now metabolic health, because we have an epidemic of obesity and chronic illness in America and all over the world. And this is chronic. These are chronic diseases that are actually preventable and reversible and lifestyle related. So after seeing many, many people, thousands of patients over the years suffering with the worst of the worst complications of diabetes, I really developed a passion for wanting to teach people that they don't need to have type 2 diabetes, and they can reverse it in most cases. Mm. So I specialize now, I have a health coaching practice where I specialize in type 2 diabetes reversal. And I'm also a functional medicine practitioner as well, where I can help people take a deep dive into a lot of chronic things that may be going on and they don't know the reason why, but we can get to the root cause of it and help people prevent and reverse those things as well. So I'm excited to be here to meet all the new people we have on the call.
Yes, I love it. Rita, thank you so much. I
My
love that
pleasure.
that you shared all of that with us. And yes, I am going to go down the path here coming up. I'm going to go down the path of intermittent fasting. I learned not only the benefits of the waistline, but also the health benefits and just the cellular renewal of the body by doing intermittent fasting. And I had never studied that before, so I'm learning a lot, and I love all that I'm learning, and I'm putting it to good practice. So yeah,
Wonderful.
I'm excited.
That's
Yes.
great.
We've got Shanti with us. We have Chip. Chip, of course, was out, doing his power walk when we came on. He's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he was getting in his steps. And so the weather here is beautiful. And yes, Allison, I just got back from Sarasota, and it was so hot down there. Now, Rita, you're all the way
Yep.
down in the Raleigh area. Is it really hot where you are, or kind of in between?
Yes. No, it's been brutally hot. I mean, today is in the high 80s, but we've had a lot of, mid 90s and very high humidity. So it's been a brutal summer, I will not lie.
Yeah. Well, I just came back from Sarasota, and the week that we were there, we have a condo down there, and it was the only week I could squeak out because I run a bed and breakfast in my home, and so I had to fly back to take care of guests. But so we did squeak out a week, and even though it was in the high 90s, the heat index got as high as 116 two or three days
Oh
in a
yeah,
row.
not
Yeah.
great. I got in
And
my
so
car, was it last week or the week before? It was 120 degrees. I was like, oh my God. I mean,
Yes.
and I was driving and it was staying 120 degrees. It was just unbelievable. Just
Yeah, were
it's,
you,
and I've lived
Allison?
in South Florida my whole life and it's just never been like this. Global warming, it's happening.
It's real. It's
Really.
it certainly is. And of course, the storms are going to get worse, and
Yep.
and all that goes with that. And
Yep.
so we have to go down every so often and check on our condo to make sure it's still there
Yeah, we
since the
keep getting
hurricane is
hit.
with.
Yikes.
So it's all good. It's all good. So Deepak is with us now. Deepak, tell the group just briefly who you are and how you came to be on this call.
Sure. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. My name is Deepak Diwali. I live in Pickerington, Ohio. I work as an IT manager for a company in Dayton. I work remotely and have opportunity to join this call here. But yeah, I met Kathy some about 6 months before, and I've been working with her. She's helping me to get into real estate investing. I'm enjoying every other aspect of ideas and this opportunity that Kathy brings in here. With the experts like you also, yeah, just timing here to learn more about health and fitness here.
Wonderful.
Yes.
You picked a good one, Deepak. She's awesome.
Thank you, Rita. And thank you, Deepak, for being with us. Shanti, how about you? Would you like to share? She might be multitasking.
She said she was just going to be listening, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Chip is out walking. He said he's happy to connect with everyone, and he put his LinkedIn over in the chat, if anybody wants to capture that to connect with Chip. We're all about building relationships. So please feel free to share your contact information if you would like. You don't have to, but you are invited to do so. I want to talk to Allison now. I met Allison, and I shared this when we first got on the call. I met Allison back in April. We were at a book launch together, and I was deep in conversation in the lobby. Coaching. Somebody was like, "Oh, help, I need this, I need that." And I was coaching, and we were talking about real estate. And of course, Deepak, you know how I am about real estate. That's, it's one of my passions, because that's what allowed me to have financial freedom was real estate. And so, because I didn't make really good choices early on for my retirement. So the real estate is what helped me get across the finish line into retirement. And so now I'm doing a lot of traveling, and I was able to buy the condo in Sarasota, and so life is pretty good, and I feel good about some of the later choices that I made for myself. And so I ended up coaching about real estate, and I could see Mark, and those of you that know me know my significant other's name's Mark, and he was in the background going, "Kathy, Kathy, Kathy," and he doesn't normally interrupt me like that. And so finally he got my attention. And I'm like, what? What's going on? And he goes, you have to meet Allison. He said, I want you to meet Allison. And I'm like, what? I said, well, wait a minute. I'm in the middle of a conversation. He goes, no, really, you have to meet Allison. Well, we didn't get the chance to really sit down and chat. But later, Allison and I connected. We talked on the phone, oh my gosh, for what, a couple of hours. And
Yeah,
it was,
we could have gone longer.
yes, we could have. And it was a wonderful conversation. And I loved her approach. I loved everything she's doing. It was right in, and which is why Mark got excited, because it's right in line with where I was going with my health. And so I even said then, I said, oh, I said, I gotta have you on the podcast. And of course, you know how life gets in the way. And we got busy and we had move outs, and Deepak probably saw it on my Facebook. We had six flips in a row. And anyhow, it just, you know how it is. And finally I said, you know what? I've never reached out to Allison. And I did. And she's like, you know what? That'll work. I'll see you Monday. So here she is.
Exactly.
So Allison, give us a little bit of your background. You were concerned about, I don't know, your health. So you started eating healthy. You started working with a holistic nutritionist. And tell us how that started for you.
Okay. So how it all started. Well, I've always been interested in natural medicine. I've always been interested in my brother. I learned a long time ago. My brother's been a chiropractor for over 35 years. So I learned early on that the body can heal itself. And so I was fascinated by that. It just was like, I've always been a sponge when it came to that. I was just always interested in it. And I was always interested in eating healthy, which I thought I was eating healthy. And then I got into my 40s, started to gain some weight. I've always been very thin my whole life, and then I got into my 50s, and I started kind of having some stomach issues and having some hormonal issues and all kinds of stuff. And again, I knew not that there's nothing against medical doctors, but I knew for me, the best way to get to the root of the issue was to go the natural route. And so I found naturopathic doctors and I found holistic nutritionists that really helped me a lot. And so again, I just became that sponge. It's like they were, put it this way, my holistic nutritionist now refers her clients to me who want like healthy cooking. And even my naturopathic doctors wanted me to do some like videos to teach people about ingredients of foods. So that's kind of cool. That says a lot about what I've learned. Anyway, but through the years, my passion has always been cooking. I love to cook. It's my favorite thing to do. You cannot get me out of a kitchen. I'm always cooking. And then, of course, I always love to cook things that are healthy. I mean, I like to cook anything, even stuff that's not healthy, but I don't do that. I cook things that are healthy. And so I have just become kind of like a master of cooking clean. And the other thing is I have been teaching people how to read ingredient labels, because it's just, as you and I have discussed, Kathy, it is the food source in the United States, if you even want to call it food, is just so horrific. And as you know, Rita, that it's making everybody sick. There's no question. It's so, what is it like? I don't know, Rita, if you know what the statistic is, but it's like anywhere between, I think it's like up to 80% of people, of all disease right now, is caused by lifestyle of
Inflammation. Yeah,
inflammation. Yeah.
absolutely. Life, which is lifestyle related
Yeah,
too.
yeah, yeah. So, and the thing is people just don't know. They really don't. They think that they're eating healthy. If you go into a grocery store, you see how beautifully things are packaged, that they say they're sugar-free, fat-free, that they're gluten-free, low sugar, no sugar added. They've got every code word you can think of, and then they have no clue that on the box it says genetically modified. They have no clue what that means. They don't even know it's there. That's number one, but they don't even know what it means. And then A lot of people just don't care. They just don't, oh, you know, why would the FDA approve something like that if it's bad for our health? I'm like, I listen to the FDA and I go the other direction because I can't stand it. So what they allow in the United States is just disgusting. So I've been just on a mission to educate people and really call bullshit on all these big food companies. You know, they're all in cahoots with Big Pharma. They want to keep you sick so that they could make money. It's a whole process. It's a whole, you know, it's like you're on a treadmill. And I'm really, you know, part of the people that are just calling bullshit on all of them. And I have no problem saying that, you know, what you're eating is just pure shit. It's, you know, I hate to say it, but it is.
Mark and I often say, we often look at each other and say, how do people live as long as they do?
Yeah, it's just
Because
it's
of our food
disgusting
source.
what but it's all advertising. It's all they make the packages look so pretty and they say it's gluten-free and it's the da, da da da. But you know what people don't know that there's gums and there's extra sugars in there and there's fillers and there's you know
Preservatives and
the
chemicals.
preservatives are disgusting, but like
Food
even just
dyes.
you think if you break it down to let's just break it down to like milk. And like ice cream or just any kind of milk, they don't realize that the cows that are producing the milk are eating the grains that are by you know that are genetically modified. So, you know, it could say that it's, you know, low fat or it's gluten free, but they don't realize that the milk is, you know, full of crap. And so that's the whole thing. And besides the fact that it's crazy that, you know, eating healthy is so expensive. You know,
Yes.
people are so turned off by the prices of organic versus regular or whatever. I mean, like I went into Whole Foods yesterday and I only buy pasture-raised eggs that are organic. I mean, they were $11 for a dozen eggs. Yeah,
Wow.
it's a
Where do
total
you live?
turnoff.
Where do you live?
I live in South Florida.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So there's no farms here.
So
So
how are you helping people now, aside from like talking to people like this on podcasts or one-on-one, do you have a chef prep business?
yes, so that's what I'm doing now as I go into people's homes and I cook healthy for them. That's exactly what I do. So I go do all the food shopping. And then I go to their homes and I cook the food, but I use only clean ingredients. So, you know, and they're okay with that. You know, they know that if I'm going to buy any type of pasta, if I'm going to buy pasta, it's going to be from Italy that I get, and it's going to be organic. And then they know that if I'm going to buy oil, it's going to be like I buy the chosen brand because it's a clean brand and it's, you know, it's, but it's going to be, you know, $16 for the bottle. So they know it. And they're totally fine with it. They trust me with it. And that's exactly, you know, how I just made crab cakes today for a client and they were very clean, you know? And so, yeah, that's what I do is I educate people. I really are I'm teaching people how to read ingredients and labels. And then I'm also, if they're local, going into their homes and cooking for them, I prep meals for them. And then I do have clients though that I can do a client that lives across the United States and we do Zoom meetings and I teach her how to cook. She keeps her laptop in her kitchen and we cook great meals. Like last week we did turkey meatballs and I taught her how to make homemade clean tomato sauce and this week I'm teaching her how to make lentil soup. She wants to learn how to cook and she wants to learn how to cook healthy because she's got cancer. So she, you know, she wants to, yeah. I have other clients that I cook for that he's got Parkinson's. And so again, you know, I cook really clean with them. I don't use any refined sugars. If I use any sugar, it'd be like coconut sugar. I'll use real maple syrup. For, you know, but I don't really, you know, and that's really how I cook. I'll cook, you know, if I have any kind of desserts, I made a date caramel the other day with coconut milk and dates and vanilla extract. It was so good. And so I use everything that's natural and real as much as I can get, you know, because it's, again, we don't have farms here and, you know, everything, it's not like that here in South Florida. There's buildings and shopping centers everywhere. So
That's
yes,
wonderful to hear.
and
You know,
freeway.
it's such
Yes.
a needed service. I mean, I can't tell you, every single day I talk to patients and clients
Yeah.
who either they don't have any interest in cooking
Yes.
whatsoever. They don't like it. They don't want to do it.
Yep.
Or they don't have time. They work hard. They're parents. They're, working parents, and they're exhausted. They want something that's super, quick and easy, but they don't want to have to do that. It's like another chore. And
And
now
they
we have
want to
this.
eat something healthy, but there's no such thing as quick and easy and healthy. It's not out there. So they end up going through the drive-through and,
Right.
getting them Chick-fil-A, which is just pure poison. I mean,
Yeah.
it's disgusting.
But I'm sure you're teaching them too that clean and healthy doesn't have to take a long time. I mean, you
No.
can put,
No, it really, no, it really
but
doesn't.
put a
I
piece
mean,
of chicken in the air fryer and saute some greens, and you got a really healthy meal right there. I mean, it
right.
doesn't take the amount of time it takes to do that is less than it takes sitting in the drive-thru waiting for your fast food. So, that is healthy cooking can be fast food.
And it also can be delicious. A lot of people,
Of
for
course.
some reason, think healthy eating is, tasteless.
No,
And that's just not the truth. It's
absolutely.
not, it's really not the truth at all. I mean, the stuff that I make is just phenomenal and it tastes amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that this is healthy,
Yeah.
but yeah. Well,
We've
let me
done.
back up and ask you this, Allison.
When were you in your life that you made the transition from, I mean, you're living life, you've had this holistic kind of background, with the family, being a chiropractor, that sort of thing. When did you make the transition? What was going on with you that you said, I need to look at this more seriously?
So I was having some major digestive issues. I actually back I think when I think it was back in 2020 or 2019. I, again, was getting older and my body was starting to change and I was like, I want to lose weight. And I went on Optavia diet, which is the absolute worst diet ever, which I didn't know at the time. And it left me with horrible digestive issues. Horrible, because
Oh my.
everything is in a box, and everything is processed. It has a lot of soy. It was just, yeah. Anyway, it left me with major digestive issues, and also hormones, because I'm now, 55 years old, and, not to get too personal, but I had been on birth control. My regular gynecologist told me to stay on birth control till I was 56. And I was
Well,
like,
because
this
I
can't
think
be
the thing,
good.
well, the thinking was is that you could either do some hormone supplements as you go through menopause, or if you stay on the
Well,
birth control, that gives you
right.
that
So
hormone
I was like, well, wait a minute, how am I going to ever know if I'm going through menopause if I'm on birth control? And she just kept on saying, just stay on it, just stay on it, just stay on it. And my, so I actually, I go to somebody that does breast thermography. I don't do mammograms. And she has been the one that really educated me. And she was like, Allison, get off of that stuff. That is so synthetic. It's horrible for you. And so when I did get off of it, my hormones went haywire. And I developed severe fibroids that were very, very painful. And so that's when I was like, all right, that's it. I have got to get to the root of all this because my medical doctors are not, they don't know. They have clueless. And so anyway, yeah, so that's how it kind of, that's how it all evolved. And I got rid of all my digestive issues and at first I got off all gluten, I got off all dairy. Again, I started buying everything clean, all organic, and doing all that. And I just happened to be good at it because I love to cook. So I picked it up very quickly. It was very easy for me. It was my
Now,
lifestyle anyway.
for our listeners, though, that are either listening currently or are going to listen to our replay, How long of a transition period was that from when you made the decision that said, I have to do something different, to when you finally implemented all of this into your lifestyle?
The whole thing took 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing took 6 months, but it was pretty immediate for me once I started working with them. It was pretty immediate. I could see what was going on and the changes. I mean, it was major. I mean, I was dropping inflammation very, very quickly and just starting to feel good. And not only that, like you hear about people when they're getting older, you know, they're like, they get up from a chair or they get up from the couch and they're like, oh, my back, or oh, my knees, or oh, my hips. And you know, they're in their minds, everybody in their minds, as they think as they get older, they expect to deteriorate. That's just the way we're programmed. They're thinking that the body's just going to fall apart. And like, that's not how it should be. That's, you know, we should be living long, healthy, vibrant lives. And so here I am in my 50s and I'm doing this and I'm feeling amazing. I have more energy now at 55 years old than I did when I was in my 30s and 40s. I mean, it's crazy. It's so crazy what happens to the body when you put good nutrition into it. Your body recognizes what it's supposed to do. Like it, you know what I mean? It just, when you're putting all these things with pesticides and chemicals and everything else, it just doesn't even know what to do. So, you know,
The body to heal, like you said, we just have to create the right environment to do what
yes.
it's naturally designed to do. Our immune system knows what to do. We just have to
Yes.
create the optimal conditions for them for it to thrive. You know, in functional medicine, we always talk about going upstream. Look, well, don't look at the condition right where it's at, but go above that. What happened before that and before that? Keep going upstream to find out what was the root cause that started this cascade of effects. And at the top of that list, it always starts with crap food, toxins, and stress. And
Yeah.
if you those start with starting with those three, that's the cascade just flows of every medical chronic illness, disease, whether it's gut issues,
Right.
autoimmune conditions, heart disease, diabetes. It all starts with those three things, and then it's the trickle effect that
Well, you know what?
ends
My brother always taught
up.
me that once you have any type of health symptoms, your health symptoms are not right now. Your health symptoms, if you're going to develop a symptom, it's a problem that's been there for a long time.
That's right.
So, you know, like, well, people say, well, hi, how come, oh my God, all of a sudden I have this illness. And I'm like, well, that's something that's been probably building up and building up in your body for the longest time. And, you know, you just haven't been, everybody thinks that they're invincible. I'm
Right.
not going to get that. I haven't died yet. That I get that all the time. It's like the other day, somebody was telling me they're not going to give up using lard. And I was like, why would you use lard nowadays? And he's like, well, I'm not going to give it up. I haven't died from it yet. And I'm like thinking to myself, okay, so what? In 2 weeks, when you have a heart attack, that's
Well,
when you'll stop using it?
lard is actually a healthier fat than what most people are using today. It's the polyunsaturated fats that are in, you know, all these processed
Oh,
vegetable seed
yeah.
oils,
But
and
I'm
those are
saying
more
there's
toxic.
others, he eats other bad stuff too. So including the
Yeah,
lard ain't going to, trust me on that one.
fat and sugar together
Yeah, I was just gonna
is
say, yeah,
bad. Yeah.
sugar. That's the other thing that, you know, and you probably know a lot about too, is in functional medicine, a lot of the big thing now is the high cholesterol, where, you know, they're saying that all these people have high cholesterol. Well, what is it that they lowered the cholesterol number, so to get people to get on to be on statins. But
The
like in the
guidelines.
functional medicine, that having higher cholesterol is not necessarily a bad thing because you need it for your brain and for your hormones. So everybody's death, that's like the buzzword now, is everybody thinks that if you have high cholesterol, that your arteries are gonna clog and you're gonna have a heart attack.
Right. It depends.
And
You've got to look at the breakdown. The
yeah.
particle sizes matter. The ratios of triglycerides to HDL
Yes.
matters. LDL elevation all by itself is not a great indicator of cardiovascular disease risk.
Right.
There's other tests that can be done to assess risk. But yeah, like you said earlier, our healthcare system is regulated by the big pharma and the FDA, and they want to make money, so they want to promote statins, and it's like candy now,
Yeah.
and they just
And
they want everybody
now
on
we
it.
know why Alzheimer's, they say that if you're on a statin, Alzheimer's, it causes Alzheimer's, all kinds of issues. And it's interesting that many, many years ago, I had cholesterol, and my medical doctor, my primary, sent me to a cardiologist. And I went, and if I wasn't there and I'm witnessing the whole thing, I wouldn't believe it. So he says to me that he wanted to put me on a statin, and I looked at him and I said, "There's no way on God's green earth are you think there's no way I'm going on one." I said, "I will change my diet and I will take supplements and all that stuff." And he's like, "Oh, you'll take their pills, but you won't take mine." And I said, "No, they're not pills. They're natural supplements. They're from food. And yes, I will take theirs versus yours." And he's like, so casual. And he goes, "You know what?" He's like, "It's ridiculous. Just take my statin." He's like, "You could take it and then just eat whatever you want." He's like, "You'll get it down." And I was like, I couldn't believe he said that. I was like, "Are you kidding?" So that's what he's telling his patients. Telling his
Well,
patients that you could just go on a statin and just eat whatever you want. Just that's okay. Just eat
Yeah,
whatever you want.
it's such a flawed system, so, but the problem is that, in conventional medicine, we're just not taught about nutritional wellness at
No.
all. So it's hard to get advice from your medical practitioners when they haven't had the training in holistic health. So
Right.
that's why millions of practitioners like me who are conventionally trained have gone on to receive additional training in holistic modalities, whether it's naturopathic physicians or functional medicine practitioners, even coaches. I enjoy being a health coach more than I enjoy being a PA in conventional medicine, because all I get to do is hand out prescriptions all day long. Where
Right.
coaching, I really get to teach people how to make those lifestyle changes that are sustainable, and get them feeling well again. We don't really help people get well in conventional medicine. We just give out prescriptions that keeps the condition stagnant, but diseases continue to progress. Even like you said about, we'll just take the drug and you'll be okay. And especially with diabetes too, that's not the case. Even though you may be on multiple drugs to control your diabetes and your A1C is in an appropriate range for conventional standards, the disease is still progressing. So just taking
Right.
the drug is not enough. So you really have to make the lifestyle changes in order to reverse the progression of disease, because vascular diseases is a systemic body. From head to toe, we have blood vessels in our entire system, so they're all affected.
Yeah, I have a friend that I was with on Saturday night that has type 2 diabetes. He developed it when he was in his 40s.
Yeah, I have people in their 30s now. I mean, people in
So
their
how
30s.
does that, I mean, can anybody reverse diabetes?
Most cases, yes, if they're
Really?
willing to change and make their lifestyle changes that are necessary.
Interesting.
Yep.
And again, I think it all then points towards inflammation in the body. Again, I started on seriously on this health journey back in February, and now not only am I down 40 pounds, but my pain level went to zero. Yeah. And I was having, shoulder pain and wrist pain and, all this joint pain. And the doctor is like, "Well, you're at that age." That's what my medical doctor told me. He says, "You're at that age, so you're just gonna, No, see, that's what it is. That's not the truth. That kills me. It He
just
says, absolutely kills me. he told me, he said, "Getting old is not for wimps." He said, "And you're getting older, so," he said, "you're just gonna have to settle in that you're probably gonna end up with, some joint replacements later on." And
I
I
have a
was,
friend, yeah. I have a friend that's 60 years old. She's already had a hip, a knee, a shoulder. And look, I love her. She's a sweetheart, but she's been very overweight her whole entire life. And she, every time I see her, she's drinking wine or she's eating desserts or she's going out and
Yep.
she's not
And
listening.
she feels that she's living the good life. I mean, that's she has told herself that this I'm living I'm not doing anything bad, and I'm living the good life. And and it's killing her, and she doesn't even realize that it's killing her.
Yep, she does not even realize it. She just doesn't.
So,
That's normal. That's what the doctors tell you. It's normal. You're aging. It's normal to have your everything replaced. It's like.
Now, what happens too is I think society, we all know this. Again, I'm preaching to the choir here in this call, but society tells us that if we get a little fanatical about this, about our food sources and our health and all that, that we're a little bit as an a little bit nerdy, we're a little bit standoffish, we're a little bit different, you know. And
Or they'll
so
say, live a little, everything in moderation, live a little bit. Oh my gosh, literally, that's what they'll say. Everything in
yes.
moderation. You just, and I'm like, not necessarily, because not a lot of people can live in moderation.
Well, when I decided to do the intermittent fasting, of course, once I saw that I was getting a lot of great results from it, I wanted to stick with it. And so now society doesn't really endorse that, because every time we get together with friends, it's all about food and drink and, you know.
Course.
And so if I show up and have, you know, something that I'm allowed to have and not break my fast, like either a coffee or a tea or, you know, or just water or whatever, they're like, "What's wrong with you?" You
Yeah.
know, it's like there's something wrong with me that I'm doing this, and they're, you know, eating all the wrong stuff at all the wrong times, but yet they look at me like I'm the prude. And that's kind of hard when, you know, for some folks, when they're in that environment, it's kind of hard for them to stick to their plan. So, Allison, what's your advice when somebody says, "I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to be mindful," and their whole life just kind of derails them? How, what's your advice to them?
You have to make a decision that your health is more important than you're just, going out to dinner. I always know that when I usually go to a restaurant, I always know that there's probably only going to be like the most three things on the menu that I probably can eat that would be healthy. And that's iffy. But like, if I was to go to a restaurant, I know I could get a burger without a bun. That's, that and a salad, or I could get a piece of fish and a vegetable. But you have to make a decision that your health is the most important thing. And a lot of people just don't. They're not in that, I don't know what it is. It's almost like they feel like they're missing out or something like that in life. They're missing out on something when they're out socializing or when they're with people. And I just didn't care. Like I just it I was so focused on just feeling good. Like I wanted to feel good, but I understood it. That's the whole thing. Most people are not, they don't have the education. They just don't. They don't have access to, and that's just like anything in like personal development. If you don't have people that are like-minded that are involved in personal development, you're not gonna know about that kind of stuff. Like somebody asked me the other day, what is the law of attraction? I don't know. What is that? I was like, what? What do you mean you don't know what law of attraction means? And so, but if you're not exposed to it, and again, also like I'm sure Rita, you understand this. Is that most diseases are not hereditary. It's a family lifestyle. So it's like if the parents are eating like crap and they're out eating fried food and eating shit, and the kids are going to eat like crap. So that's all they know. So that's the whole thing is most people really they have to start getting interested in their health. I mean, that's
Well, we do have
only
genetic.
advice that I can think of is you've got to get interested in your health, and it's really just about us educating people that it really is not natural. It is not the natural process of life to have all these diseases right now. This it's just not. It's you
That's it.
should be aging gracefully, and yeah, of course, when you get into your 80s and 90s and things like that, but you shouldn't be falling apart at 40 and 50 years old. I
That's great.
mean, these aren't supposed to be the best years of our life.
Yeah.
And
Well, And I think sometimes folks, they don't get serious about it until they have some sort of a
Right, of
condition.
course.
And then they
That's the
go,
way.
oh, maybe I better get more serious about this. And that's really sad. Shanti had a question. She said, what is inflammation in the body? Does that just mean pain, nervous system issues? What describe inflammation for her.
Rita, you want to
So,
answer that?
well, you're our guest. If you'd like to go for it, Allison, and
No, you can. No, you.
I'll piggyback on top of yours.
Well, no, you go ahead because you're basically a doctor, so you
That's
can
okay.
explain it better.
That's okay, but you have a lot of knowledge as well. And well, toxic food causes inflammation in the body, right? Because it's chemicals. So it's an inflammatory process where our body is reacting to something that is not good for it. High blood sugar. If you drink too much sugar in your diet, that causes damage to the lining of the blood vessels that will lead to high blood pressure and heart disease and strokes and cancers. So it's just an inflammatory response in the body. It could be a food that your body doesn't like a gluten or a dairy that can cause inflammation in your joints. So yes, it can be pain. It manifests as chronic diseases. It can manifest in the with the, your brain function, causing anxiety, insomnia, depression. Many different. You can have inflammation in all parts of the body. And I wanted to just add on earlier when you were talking about how do you stay healthy, in a toxic world. There's a great book you guys might want to check out. It's called Healthy Deviant. So that's what we are. And it says the title's Healthy Deviant: How to Stay Healthy in a Toxic World or an Unhealthy World. So yeah, it's all about the mindset issue and how you approach it. And Allison, like you said too, because I've had many autoimmune issues and food sensitivities, and eating out can be very difficult. So, but you have to be really strong in your mindset and making those decisions. And it's not easy. So, but I will say definitely
Not
surround
easy and
yourself.
it's not fun. It's not as fun as, like,
No,
if everybody's
no.
eating pizza, it's not fun that you're not eating pizza, but your
I
body's
agree.
going to thank it late. Thank you later. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And I don't put myself in that environment. I love pizza. I can eat
Yeah.
pizza every day. But if I go into a pizza place, it's going to make it harder for me to avoid it. So I don't
Right.
go.
Right.
So you and you it's surrounding yourself with people who are also healthy
Supportive.
is very, very important. There's done
Yes.
plenty of research too, especially like in California where they have like a lot of healthier populations out there. They say when you surround people who surround themselves with healthy people are more healthy, and the opposite, vice versa is true as well.
Yep, that is absolutely true. And people that are supportive, that
Right.
they're not going to, make fun of you or be like, oh, come on, just have a slice. You know what
Right,
I mean? That they're
exactly.
just going to be like, oh, cool. I think it's great that you're doing what you're doing. And I mean, everybody in my life has always been very supportive. So now they're like, if I'm with them, they're like, don't look at what I'm eating. It's not Allie approved.
Yeah.
So
So
your
I'm like,
reputation precedes you now. yes, it's just, oh yeah, I know, absolutely. People say that to me all the time when they're with me. They're like, oh, don't watch what I'm ordering. It's not Allie approved. I'm
Now,
like,
Allison.
oh, I'm not here to judge you. I'm like, you do what you want to do. It's
Right.
up, that's your body. You do what you want.
We
How
just
did
educate.
your love of cooking, how did that play in with what you're doing now? I mean, I know that you love to cook for people, but how did that actually get started where you were cooking for other people? Did I had some
did you just keep getting questions like, hey, would you cook for me? Or how
Yes,
did that get started?
I have some friends that their father has Parkinson's, and we were having dinner one night, and they were looking for somebody to come in and cook healthy for them, and they could not find anybody that they really either liked, or it was just too expensive, or it was just they just couldn't find anybody. And I just said to them, I'm like, I'll do it. And they're like, really? And I said, yeah, I would do it for them. Of course I will. And so I've been doing it now for, God, a year and a half. I've been cooking for them, and it's worked out really well. I just, I send them a menu and I tell them what I'm going to make for them, and I know what they don't like and what they do like. Very little that they don't like. I know they don't like onions, but other than that, they trust what I'm cooking for them. In fact, their daughter called me yesterday, and because he's losing a lot of weight because he's on antidepressants too, because of, he got the diagnosis, and instead of living his life, he's not living his life. He's woeing is me and all that kind of, so he's kind of going a downward spiral. So they put him on depression medication, and which is making him lose a lot of weight. And so when she called me yesterday, she's like, "You really, we need to bulk him up." She's like, "We really need to give him like more fattening type of foods." And I said to her, I said, I'm not going to give him sugar. I said, that's one thing. I'm not going to cook anything with sugar. And I said, again, I don't really cook a lot with dairy. I said, but everything I buy them, I buy them organic chicken. I buy them, wild caught salmon. I buy them all stuff that's good proteins. And I said, and I cook with good fats. I cook with, really clean olive oil or avocado oil. They don't like coconut oil. But so I cook with, those things. I do cook with grass-fed butter, so I'm using the good fats, I'm using the good proteins, but I'm not going to buy him and or make him junk just to fatten him up. That's not the way to, that's just not the way it works.
Absolutely. It's the worst
So
thing you could do for a neurological patient.
So I just said that that's what I'm doing. Everything that I'm doing is the right thing to do for him. And I had to kind of explain it that way. So it
Yeah,
just it,
the proper thing is to somehow get him turned around where he can get off the meds.
right.
That's the right answer because
Yeah,
that's
but
what's causing.
he, unfortunately, he's more
Going
in the
to be
medical
able.
mindset. He also had prostate cancer, and the doctor said basically that it's not bad and that he would never die of it. He said he would die of the Parkinson's way before he would die of that. And I guess apparently he didn't, I don't know, believe them, and he went through the whole radiation process. He didn't need to. The doctor told him not to do it, but he volunteered to do it. So, everybody makes their own health choices, and that's the whole thing. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so, there are people that are medical, firm medical, that listen to everything a medical doctor sells them, and then there are people like me that don't. I just don't, I learned a long time ago. I really did. I've always surrounded myself with holistic practitioners. And so, like I was saying, the lady that does my breast thermography, I mean, she has been such an angel in my life and has taught me so many different things. And I have a dear friend that has breast cancer, and I've been telling her for the last 10 years to go do thermography. She didn't listen. And so she just said, "Oh, all of a sudden I have breast cancer. Why is that?" She goes, "I had a mammogram last year and it was normal." And I just said to her that I can only tell you what I know, and you can only listen to me or not. And she didn't. So now she's got aggressive breast cancer, where 10 years ago, if she would have had thermography, she would have seen it growing in her body. But she didn't listen.
Wow. Deepak has a question for us. Deepak, what's your question?
Sure. Thank you so much. It's a great conversation here. Really enjoying it. Hey, I have a question for Elsa and maybe Rita, both of you. How is the correlation between carbohydrate and diabetes? I'm from Nepal, originally from Nepal. So we eat a lot of carb. That's our main dish, right? Like we eat rice a lot, and I've seen a lot of Nepali people, they are getting diabetes here in Ohio. There are many people that I know, but back home, in my family, nobody has diabetes. They eat like my dad eats rice like all the time, right? And then he is in a 61, 62 years. Like I was back there a couple of months before, and we did like I mean, I looked at his vital, like all the health metrics, and he does not have it. And I've heard people saying rice is not good. It is related, like it causes diabetes. So, how have you found the relation between that? And also, if you could explain about ACE1 and those numbers a little bit.
Wait,
Yeah.
where is your dad from? Where is he from?
Nepal.
He is Nepal. Yes.
Well,
Yeah.
as you probably read it, you and I will probably both say that the food probably in Nepal is way different than the food in the United States.
Yes. Yeah.
And
Everywhere
you know,
outside
I'll give
U.S.
you like just a really quick example, and then she can answer your question. But like a great example is you can go to Italy and you can eat pasta and you can eat all that stuff and be completely fine. And then you come back to the United States and you eat pasta and everything else and you get sick as a dog and you have all kinds of digestive issues. It's because of your they you know in Italy they're not allowed to spray their wheat crops with you know all the pesticides and all that stuff. Where here in the United States it's legal. So that's why they can't eat wheat, and plus the fact it's so processed. So probably in Nepal, their food is not as heavily processed. So that's why your dad can probably eat the things that he does, and then the people here in the United States eat the people you know eat the stuff that they do, and they get sick from it. So that's part of, I'm sure, the reason why. But go ahead, Rita, with your with the you know about the.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Allison. I mean, the chemicals definitely play a huge role that we have here. and I'm not sure about exactly what is used as far as chemicals or even what the natural diet is in Nepal. And I know in India they have very high rates of diabetes there as well. So yes, I mean, I always encourage people to reduce total carbohydrate intake when you have diabetes, any type of prediabetes, insulin resistance, stubborn weight that you're trying to lose. We need to allow the body's insulin levels to come down in order to be able to lose fat. That's why Kathy was mentioning the intermittent fasting, why that works so well, because you don't have to be on a totally restrictive, really restrictive calorie diet, but just close the window of time in which you eat those meals. So your body has more time to process the sugar that's already in your body. Because in our standard culture, we're just eating too frequently all the time, and they're very carbohydrate rich foods. So every time carbohydrates are coming in, our insulin is the hormone that has to spike in order to process that sugar to move it into the cells and use it as an energy source. But when we're constantly putting too much sugar in, we can't process all that sugar. So your insulin level stays high, becomes less effective. Those receptors get jammed up so the sugar can't get into the cells. And that's how insulin resistance starts. More than a decade before prediabetes ever shows up. So that's one factor is, very processed carbohydrates is more of a problem than healthy carbohydrates because vegetables and fruits have carbohydrates, but those are more healthy. It's the processed grains that we want to limit. But there's many other factors as well. Oh, I think I
Yep, you're still here.
Oh, am I? So, okay, back to my screen just completely disappeared. I thought I'd got disconnected. Sorry.
Nope, you're still here.
So, lifestyle factors. There's a lot of other factors that come into play. And I don't know what kind of lifestyle your dad lives in Nepal, but I know in a lot of European cultures, people walk a lot. They're much more physically
Yes.
active. They're gardening, they're growing their own foods, they're out in nature, in sunshine, where we're designed to be. Their stress is lower because they're not living these crazy, hectic lifestyles that we live here. They're sleeping better. They have more community and family time together. So all of those factors play a big role, in blood sugar metabolism. It's not just the food. So I'm not sure what the culture is like in Nepal. I haven't had a pleasure of being there yet. I would love to go. But yeah, I would love to know what kind of lifestyle your dad lives in, and if any of that resonates with you.
Yeah, it does. So he walks a lot, like in there. So he's active. He's active. Definitely not like a sedentary like lifestyle like mine here, but I think that's
Right.
the main factor. But yeah, I mean, So you said something about processed and processed grain. Are grain like rice is considered as processed grain? How is
Well, in
it?
the United States, it is. All the grains are processed, you know. So basically, all the conventional monocrops are sprayed with glyphosate, which is Roundup, essentially. So none of the grains are healthy anymore. Now, in other countries, like Allison said, in Italy and many other countries, they do not spray their
Yeah,
crops with all the
not
chemicals
allowed.
we do
Yeah,
here.
in a lot of countries,
They're
it's
banned.
illegal.
They're
Yeah, it's
banned.
illegal. Do
That's
you know,
right.
like, I mean,
which shocks me if you look at the list of certain foods like Oreo cookies and Fruit Loops and Wheat Thins. Those are all banned in other countries. That's how bad that's how bad they are for you. I mean, there's so many different, like the McDonald's here in the United States, where it's like 18 ingredients in the French fries, where over in other countries, I think there's four ingredients. So, I mean, that's the difference. Yeah. And like you were saying about the walking in Italy, they walk everywhere. And they're,
Apparently.
again, like you said, community, and then they rest for like 4 hours during the day, you know.
Yeah,
So
2 hours.
there's so much that has to do with our lifestyle in the United States. We sit in front of computers all day long, you know. So, and my brother always told me that, being a chiropractor, and then also cell phones, you know, you look at kids now. I was over a friend's house the other day, and I look at this kid who's 21 years old, and he's all hunched over. And he's got a big, and it's all from looking at their phones like this all the time.
All the chiropractors will tell you that.
Yep. And so, and he said, and it really is the truth that sitting now is the new smoking. So when you're sitting all day long, your body is going to suffer from it. And I did that in my previous life before I started doing the whole cooking and everything. I was sitting in front of a computer from 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock at night. And I could feel my hips having issues, my back having issues, digestive issues. Yeah, it's from sitting and being compressing your stomach so much that, yeah. So
Sitting,
now it's so different.
chronic sitting at a computer is a cardiovascular disease risk. They've proven that with science.
No. So there's just so many different things that people are just unaware of. That's contributing to their health issues.
Did
Well,
that answer
Allison.
your question, Deepak?
Yes, it does. And then I have a follow-up on that. You brought something about ACE1 numbers. Could you tell me what that number represent?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So the hemoglobin A1C is a blood test that you can have drawn. Most primary care providers will draw that for you. It's a 3 month average blood sugar test. So when you have a finger stick or they draw your blood and they check your blood sugar, that just tells you what your blood sugar is in that moment in time. Whereas the A1C gives us a 3 month average. So it's a great tool to use to assess whether or not you have prediabetes or diabetes. So if you've never had that check, anybody who's never had their A1C checked and they have no idea what it is, ask your provider to check it for you. So you know, but normal ranges, it depends on the lab. Maybe in European countries and other countries, the reference ranges may vary. But in general, here in America, is my screen frozen? Nope, you're good.
Okay, someone else has been. So normal hemoglobin A1C in our country is actually less than 5.7. So starting 5.7 up to 6.4 is the pre-diabetes range, and then 6.5 and higher is the diabetic range. But in functional medicine, again, we look at it from a more holistic approach, and 5.6 is considered normal, but it's so close to 5.7, which is pre-diabetes, then we will call that a suboptimally high A1C because you're in that insulin resistant stage. Because, like I said, insulin can start to spike more than a decade before pre-diabetes ever shows up. So if you don't have prediabetes and your A1C is in the normal range, I would ask your practitioner if they would check a fasting insulin level because, like I said, we don't want that to be spiking. So ideally, your insulin level fasting should be around 5 or less. But most people are not in this day and age.
And most people don't even know their numbers.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Most folks don't know their numbers. And so that's also an issue.
Yeah.
Allison, I want to ask you a question. Walk us through a process when you meet a brand new client and you're getting ready to work with a brand new client and they want to start living a healthier lifestyle. Walk us through the process that you take them through.
Okay. So I'll just give you an example of the client that I have that I do Zoom things with her. So what I do is basically ask them, you know, what are they wanting? And they always come to me and say they want to start eating healthier. So what I like to do, even though it's painful for some people, is I either go into their home with her, it was through Zoom, and I go into their pantry and their refrigerators. It's painful because most of the stuff that I'll see, they have to get rid of. So they have to be serious about what they're doing. So that's exactly what I do is I go through their pantry. I go through their refrigerators. I literally show them the reason why I'm going to throw it away is because of the ingredients that are in there. And then what I do, which I have many times, I've taken them grocery shopping. So I'll take them into a Whole Foods with me. And I will show them, like, if you go into a Whole Foods, you automatically assume that the salad dressing that's in the refrigerated section, of course, at Whole Foods is healthy. And in fact, they do have a specific salad dressing that says heart. It has a heart on it, and it's a heart. I forgot the name of it. And you turn it around, and the first ingredient is canola oil. So I was like, oh, it's just so disappointing. So yeah. I was like, so that's what I do is I teach them what to, you know, what product. And so then I'll also teach them what products are good and what to buy and the clean ingredients and things like that. And that's basically how I start with them is we get them. We also get them. I always teach them what the dirty dozen list, which are the dirtiest fruits and vegetables, the clean 15, which, you know, so I get them to switch, try to switch them over, you know, to buying the organic fruits and vegetables. So those specific ones, at least, you know, try to switch them from, you know, Breakstone's butter to grass-fed butter or, you know, the good olive oils. I teach them how to do all that stuff to find because the olive oil that you buy in plastic containers is horrible for you. So I was telling them, you got to buy it from a dark bottle. It's got to come from a single origin, you know. And so it's a little bit of a sticker shock at first. You know, it is, you know. But then when you go back to the grocery store and you buy stuff, you just buy the stuff that you need. It's not, you know, it is what it is.
I tell people, you know, the cost issue of doing that, just throwing away so much food in your refrigerator and pantry is really scary for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, I'll work with people, you know, and be like, okay, let's just do one thing at a time. When your mayonnaise runs out and you're ready to replace it, let's replace it with this one.
Right, exactly.
This salad dressing, you know, one item at a time so people are not freaked out and, you know, having to throw food away. But yeah, you got to meet the people where they are. And depending on, you know, how much changes they're ready to make.
Most people, when they come to me and they want me to start cooking for them or whatever, they're pretty ready.
Yeah. If they have the money, that's no problem. But
they're pretty ready. They are like, all right, Allison, teach us what you want to, you know, I mean, I was on a Zoom call with a friend of mine that lives in Arizona and we did the same thing. He went through his whole entire pantry, his whole thing. He's like, all right. So now teach me what I do need to buy. And I gave him a whole list of the bread to buy, that, you know, all the different things. And the only thing also with eating healthy is you can't buy each product at one store. You've got to go to multiple stores. Unfortunately, not every store like Whole Foods, you can't find healthy ice cream. They just don't have it. But Sprouts does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I buy, what is it called? Have you ever heard of Cosmic Bliss?
No, there's another brand they have, though, that's organic. I can't think of it off the top of my head now.
Well, Cosmic Bliss uses, it's all organic, but it's plant-based. So they do organic coconut milk and organic coconut sugar for the sweetener. They do have regular ice cream, but it's grass-fed. But all the sugar that they use is coconut sugar.
Yeah.
So it's
Well,
very clean.
this has been really
Yes.
fun, and I'm so glad that you were both on today. Allison, tell everyone if they are interested in your hiring you to help them with their your culinary private chef services, how can they get a hold of you?
So my website is thrivingasyouage.com. That's my company. The company is Thrive As You Age, but my website is thrivingasyouage.com. So that's what I want to teach people is as you get older, you don't have to be falling apart.
Wonderful. I
You really
love it.
can thrive as you age.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Yes.
Now, Allison, when they come to your website, thrivingasyouage.com, it can they connect with you there? Is there a shopping list that they can tap into? Is there some resources that will help all of us get a little healthier?
There's no, what people usually do is they contact me, they'll send me a message, and then I usually call them because I
Okay.
like to find out if they're allergic to things, you know, if they have any dietary restrictions. It's, you know, it's very personalized. Everybody
Okay.
gets very, very, and I come up with different menus. I find out what type of foods they like, what they don't like. You know, so there's not just regular, I mean, I could cook anything, so, but it's very, very personalized.
Very good. Thank you so much, Allison. This has been so much fun. Very, very informative. I'm going to check out your website. I've been over there a couple of times. I'm going to check it out again and connect with you. I appreciate you so much coming
Oh,
on.
you're welcome.
Are you going to be in the next book, Biohacking Your Health?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Ah, okay. Well,
Uh-uh.
I met you at the book launch. So do you know Wendy or Patricia?
I know Wendy.
Okay, get in touch with Wendy. I don't know if there's still room or not in the book, but the book is all about biohacking your way to great health. And so yes, your information would be so perfect for that publication.
Oh, awesome.
So anyway, I'll just mention that to you. And as a thank you gift, we are going to put you in our speakers cabinet so that when other podcasters are looking for speakers or someone to interview, they will find you there. And
Oh,
then
perfect. Thank you.
one last thing is, I'm going to send you links to all of our recordings today, and you are welcome to use them on your website in full or in part, whatever might work for you for your marketing.
Great. Thank you.
We just want you to know that we appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you as well.
And Rita, thank you so much. I appreciate your expertise in the subject. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Deepak, thanks for hanging in there through the whole call with us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
right. We'll see everyone next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.